Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Well guys, I have returned. The last time we were on Rad, we took a look at Evolve, which sucked, for lack of a better phrase. I don't even know how the player base is still handling on that. I think they're supposed to get some free DLC in the next little bit. Ultimately, it's a whole lot of who gives a shit. But we're not going to be talking about that. We're actually going to talk about something really fun. I actually didn't expect this game to be as fun as it was. We're going to talk about Namco Bandai's, or Bandai Namco, I forget which. We're going to talk about their latest entry in the Dragon Ball series with Dragon Ball Xenoverse on the Xbox One. I've been playing this game since a little bit before launch, and the main reason I've been delaying this review is I wanted to see if the servers would get better. The online for this game has been really, really rough, and fortunately, some DLC dropped in addition to the Season's Pass stuff this past week, so I can talk about that a little bit as well. So you kind of get a better handle on, is it worth picking up the Season's Pass for this particular title? So, like I said, I've been playing this since launch, and I've honestly been having a really, really, really good time with it. The last Dragon Ball Z game, I think it was Battle of Z. And you can see a little bit of that in this, but here I think they finally got the formula right. In fact, I actually haven't had this much fun with a Dragon Ball game since probably Burst Limit on the Xbox 360 or Dragon Ball Budokai Tenkaichi 3 on the PlayStation 2. So, the storyline for this game, it's kind of one of those what-if stories. Basically, you play as either a human character, a Saiyan, a Namek, or a member of Frieza's race, in your own custom-created character, and you play what's known as a Time Patrol, or Trunks. Future Trunks makes a wish to Shenron and wants to summon someone who can help him restore the balance of time. Basically, in this reality or side story, Trunks is helping out the Supreme Kai of Time help keep history the way it's supposed to go. Basically, do the androids stay defeated? Does Majin Buu get beat by Goku? You know, that sort of thing. Basically, making sure the series unfolds the way it's supposed to, but someone or something is screwing with the flow of time. And that's the basic setup for this game. And how the game plays out, you will basically go through the entire Dragon Ball saga, beginning with the Saiyan saga and ending in its own sort of thing, actually. I think the main mission is something, it's like over like 75 missions. It seems like a lot, and honestly, it does seem that way. In fact, although I've had some people call this game short, I don't think so. It actually took me a very long time to get through it, but mostly because I would go back and replay sections for fun. But anyway, so you would help out whoever you happen to be with at the time, do stuff. Like I said, you could be helping Trunks, you could be helping Goku, or you may play sort of one of the corrupted scenarios. And what I mean by that is, it might be some evil force has taken over, say, Hercule. And you may be wondering, he's not supposed to be this strong. Why am I fighting him? Or, here, beat the crap out of Goten and Gotenks so they can't, or Trunks, so they can't fuse into Gotenks. But it could be any number of these scenarios. And it's, frankly, a lot of fun. Now, there's also another thing called parallel quests, which kind of take the what-if scenario even further. Like, you could be teaming up with Raditz and Nappa with Vegeta to kill the Z Fighters, or you could be teaming up with Frieza to kill Super Saiyan Goku. And the thing is with that, though, there are sometimes hidden conditions to win the fights. It could be kill all the Cybermen, or clear within 5 minutes. One of the more annoying scenarios, and here's I think it's number 53. This one takes a long time, but there are some pretty cool rewards, which I'll talk about that in a minute. For example, you have to beat Broly, but you'll have your fighter and potentially two others with you, but then other helpers will come in, such as Videl, but you also will have Goten and Trunks But to clear that scenario with the ultimate Z finish, which will give you the best rewards and stuff, is clear with Gohan surviving. So you have to have Broly kick the shit out of the other three fighters without him dying, which is a lot harder than what it sounds, surprisingly enough. They're like, some of these scenarios are really easy, some of them are not, a lot of them are time-based, but there's more than a few that are kind of confusing. But you do want to get the Z finish if you can, because you do get random drops. These random drops can include clothing, they can include items, they can include Dragon Balls, which you can use to make wishes for more characters, money, etc. But you'll also get something called Z-Souls. Z-Souls are kind of like little modifications you can make to your character. Sort of be like when you defeat an enemy, your ki goes up to max, or you auto-guard, or certain skills or certain character are maxed out. With your created character, you can take on the skills of other people. If you want to have Gallant Gun, Destructo Disc, and go Super Saiyan 2, you can do that. And you also earn points to basically balance out your character between health, striking, which is like sort of like a super physical attack, like a punch or a kick, ki blasts, normal attacks, stamina, and ki. Stamina is how quickly you can fly and how quickly you can dodge attacks. Like, if you hit A at the right time, you'll do that vanish thing that you see them do on the show all the time. Not quite like instant transmission, but kind of along the same lines. And the fighting system for this game, it's kind of hard to describe this game. It's kind of a mix between a fighting game and an RPG. I mean, don't go into here expecting the complexity of Tekken, but don't go in here expecting Dive Kick either. It's complex enough where it takes a long time to master, although playing online can frustrate you. I'll talk about a little bit of that later. But it's fun, and it's really easy to learn. And trying to find the right balance for your characters as you put stuff in the stats, as you max out levels. Currently, the max level cap is level 80. I expect that to be lifted as the DLC comes down the pipe. But I think that's pretty much about it. Yeah, you can gather stuff, get items, max out your attacks. The parallel quests are a lot of fun. There's 55 of those. And if you clear all those, you get Super Saiyan 4 Goku as well. And if you pre-order this game, you got Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta, who is a beast. All right, so let's talk about the graphics for this game. There are animated cutscenes for this, which is actually really, really, really cool. Actually went back and redrew some scenes and actually gave you your own ones. You actually get to see the main bad guy, actually drawn. And it's very much in the same style as you'd see on the show, very much up to the same production level as Dragon Ball Z Kai, if not a little bit nicer. It's a gorgeous looking game. It looks just like the show. You don't see a lot of mouth movement is one thing that I did notice while doing my review of this. But it's nothing that's really going to bother you. You might see the odd bit of clipping with characters. That'd be about the only really negative thing I really noticed during my review of this. Which reminds me, I got to talk about one more thing when we get to extras here. I just thought of it now. But yeah, there are no faults graphically. It looks fantastic. Is it as awesome looking as the Order 1866? No, but it looks like the show. It looks gorgeous. It looks cool. Even when you get up into space, when you fly high above the Earth, it looks really neat. And one of the cooler things it did is there's an option where you can look around, and I know that sounds really dumb, but you can look around, and if you're wearing a scouter, it shows people's power levels. And the color of the scouter glass is actually reflected. That's kind of cool. That's a nice touch. Let's talk about the sound for this game. Beautifully voice acted. Obviously, you have Sean Schemmel as Goku, Kyle Hebert as Gohan. Basically, everybody comes back for their roles from Dragon Ball Z Kai, as far as I can tell. They even have Lord Beerus from the second to last Dragon Ball movie, Battle of Gods. Because I know the newest movie is technically Resurrection of F, but that doesn't come out for like another month. But anyway, if I did have one complaint about this, music is very inconsistent. Some fights will have music in them, others won't. Or if they do, it's played remarkably low key. Which some fights can go by almost silent, and it's very, very distracting. At least I've noticed. But then again, your characters will almost always be quipping something the whole time, and certain characters will actually interact with each other. For example, let's say you're playing a Saiyan character, and you're fighting Raditz. He'll be like, I thought I was the only Saiyan left. Frieza must not have killed all of us, or something like that. Or Tien will talk to Goku and say, this is just like our world tournament days. And he'll be like, that's right, I'm not going to hold back either. And there are some pretty neat things with that, too. I did like how they went the extra mile with that. In fact, some of the best interactions you get, I think, are with Goten and Trunks. Just how, you know, they're like, I thought we were the only ones left, or you're kind of a creep, and random stuff like that. It's kind of nice that they did put that in there. Attacks sound like they should. Like, the Destructo Disc sounds exactly like it should. The power-up sound when you start charging your ki when you go Super Saiyan sounds legit. The sound design for the game is really good, outside of the music. And this kind of sucks, and I feel kind of bad kind of harping on this, but the theme song for this one isn't as memorable as, say, Burst Limit. I think Burst Limit's probably the most catchy song the series has had. But it's not terrible, just not as good as I would have liked it to be. But that's neither here nor there. So multiplayer slash extras. One thing I forgot to mention is, you know how I mentioned you can get different people's moves? Well, you can get these people as mentors. You can have people like Android 18, Tien and Yamcha with the new DLC for the season's pass. I'll talk about that in a minute. Vegeta, Piccolo, Hercule randomly, Gohan and Videl, though they're one of the more annoying people you get. And I'm not sure I totally like the rewards, but you do get new special moves, and you have to use their moves, or have them equipped anyway, as you do missions and parallel quests, and talk to them or have them go on missions with you to increase the friendship meter so they'll teach you more stuff. It sounds annoying, but it's more rewarding than you might think, but just kind of trust me on that one. Let me see. Let's talk about the online for this game. Okay, so the game is always online. Now, it's not to say people can randomly join your game if you don't want them to, but Toki-Toki City, the place where the game takes place, is always populated by other characters. And you can have the option to turn on their character names or to turn on their gamer tags, which is kind of neat. You can actually see some of the creative names people sometimes have, or sometimes some of the really stupid ones. I've come across Stevie Wonder and John Cena in my travels. That's odd. And you'll always get people with really goofy names. Like, one of the weirder ones I saw was Albino Namekian was a really weird one that I saw. But that is kind of cool, though. Plus, the fact you can recruit these people to help you out on quests. You can do parallel quests together, which is really recommended, especially for number 47. You'll know what I mean when you get there. And they can help you quest to power up, to level up. And it's a good way to farm for items if you find you just can't do it on your own. There's also the online battle system. There is an endless battle thing. Basically, your typical online crap. Now, when this game came out, online was sketchy, where it would kick you out in the middle of a mission, or you might lose progress. Those problems on the Xbox One, anyway, at least in my experience, seem to have been fixed so far. I've been playing the game over the last few days online. I've actually done a lot of online missions. And surprisingly, I haven't had one connection drop. Actually, I really have to thank the guy who helped me get this one item I needed from mission, oddly enough, 47, to complete my training with Gohan. And that's another thing, too. You can actually send gifts and receive gifts. Sometimes the system will send you Dragon Balls. When you're not playing the game, your character's out there doing missions, with people, I think, while the game sleeps. I'm not sure whether you're actually in other people's games or whether you're being recruited. But I fought... sometimes in missions you'll come across time patrollers like yourself. Now, as far as I can tell, they're computer controlled, but they share someone else's appearance. So my character, Arda, after Artichoke, is probably out there kicking some ass or getting her ass kicked. That's kind of cool. I'd really like to know if my character's out there in someone's game. If you know, Mike@thisweekingeek.net, I'd love to know. She's a red-haired female Saiyan, and she is a beast with her dual Destructo discs. But anyway, the DLC for this game. So you pay 20 or 30 bucks, I can't remember which off the top of my head, but you get access to a couple more bits of DLC, which are slowly coming out. So far, one has been released where you get GTs, you get Pan, you get Goku, and you get someone else. You get a couple new stages, you get a few new parallel quests, and you get a few new Time Patroller missions. And Time Patroller missions are the main storyline. I know in that one, you fight Super Android 17, you fight Baby, and you fight Time Patroller Trunks, and I want to say there's one other person you fight. But still, it's pretty badass. I really, really like this game. I'm actually going to recommend you pick this game up. I wouldn't call it short. The DLC, take it or leave it, because when you unlock everything using the wishes from Shenron, you get Super Saiyan Gogeta, who is retardedly powerful, Omega Shenron, you get Super Android 17, and I want to say you get one more, and you can get new super attacks, you can get money, but pro tip, if you want to mine money really fast, go to mission 53, it's against Broly, and all you have to do is gather 3 Dragon Balls, ignore them completely, and each time you complete that, you'll get a B ranking, and like 60,000 bucks, so you can farm that for experience. In fact, you can be level 80 in just a little over an hour. It's cheap, but hey, whatever. So yeah, final recommendation for Dragon Ball Z Universe. If you want a Dragon Ball Z game that it's a lot of fun, it's a lot of fan service. If you're a fan of the series, it's definitely worth buying. I think it's a lot of fun. I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen with the DLC in the future. Whether we'll get characters from the movies like, say, Bojack, or maybe we'll get Bio Broly, maybe Janemba, stuff like that. Maybe we'll get the new Frieza, which really wouldn't surprise me, actually. So yeah, check it out. However, if you're not a fan, you could probably skip this one. It might be worth a rental, but maybe if you play this with a fan, it might change your mind. But I'm saying this is a lot of fan service, it's a lot of fun, but for the casual person, maybe not so much because you're not going to have a whole idea what the hell's going on. So anyway, guys, I'm currently working on Battlefield Hardline. I'm currently working on Bloodborne for the PS4. And I'm sure I've got more coming down the pipe. Mortal Kombat X, obviously. I'll be definitely reviewing that and all the DLC. Looking forward to kicking ass as Jason Voorhees in the friggin' Predator. That's going to be awesome. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd, saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time, right here on ReviewADay.ca.